I am predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:28, which says, For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29. Repeat with me, I am predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:29, which says, For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29. I am predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:29, which says, For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:29. I have escaped the lust of this world, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Repeat with me, I have escaped the lust of this world, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. I have escaped the lust of this world, according to 2 Peter 1:4, which says, By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. I am an enemy of the devil, and I resist him steadfast in the faith, according to 1 Peter 5:8-9, which says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Repeat after me. I am an enemy of the devil, and I resist him steadfast in the faith, according to 1 Peter 5:8-9. Which says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. I am an enemy of the devil, and I resist him steadfast in the faith, according to 1 Peter 5:8-9, which says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 1 Peter 1, 5-8-9. I am loved by God. I am a child of God, and the world does not know me, according to 1 John 3, 1-3. Which said, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. 1 John 3, 1-3. Repeat with me. I am loved by God. I am a child of God. And the world does not know me. According to 1 John 3, 1-3. Which said, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. 1 John 3, 1-3. I am loved by God. I am a child of God. And the world does not know me. According to 1 John 3, 1-3. Which saith, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. 1 John 3:1-3. I am born of God. I do not sin. I keep myself, and the wicked one cannot touch me. According to 1 John 5:18, which says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. Repeat with me. I am born of God. I do not sin. I keep myself, and the wicked one cannot touch me. According to 1 John 5:18, which says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. I am born of God. I do not sin. I keep myself, and the wicked one cannot touch me. According to 1 John 5:18, which says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. I am born of the incorruptible seed of God, according to 1 Peter 1:23, which says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Repeat with me. I am born of the incorruptible seed of God, according to 1 Peter 1:23, which says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. I am born of the incorruptible seed of God, according to 1 Peter 1:23, which says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. I am not the great I am, but I am what I am by the grace of God, and his grace in me is not in vain. According to 1 Corinthians 15:10, which says, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Repeat with me. I am not the great I am, but I am what I am by the grace of God, and his grace in me is not in vain. According to 1 Corinthians 15:10, which says, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. I am not the great I am, but I am what I am by the grace of God, and his grace in me is not in vain. According to 1 Corinthians 15:10, which says, by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. I am love, filled with joy, at peace, patient, kind, gentle, faithful,
self-control.
According to Galatians 5:22-23, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
self-control.
Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Repeat with me. I am love, filled with joy, at peace, patient, kind, gentle, faithful, and
self-control.
according to Galatians 5:22-23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
self-control.
Against such there is no law." Galatians 5:22-23. I am love, filled with joy, at peace, patient, kind, gentle, faithful, and
self-control.
According to Galatians 5:22-23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
self-control.
Against such there is no law." Galatians 5:22-23. I am love. I do not envy. I am not puffed up, and I do not parade myself. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4, which says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up." 1 Corinthians 13:4. Repeat with me, I am love. I do not envy. I am not puffed up, and I do not parade myself. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4, which says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up." 1 Corinthians 13:4. I am love. I do not envy. I am not puffed up. I do not parade myself. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4, which says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up." 1 Corinthians 13:4. I am love. I am not rude, selfish, provoked, and I do not think evil. According to 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, "Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil." 1 Corinthians 13:5. Repeat with me, I am love. I am not rude, selfish, provoked, and I do not think evil. According to 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, "Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil." 1 Corinthians 13:5. I am love. I am not rude, selfish, provoked, and I do not think evil. According to 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, "Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil." 1 Corinthians 13:5. I am love. I do not rejoice in iniquity, but I do rejoice in the truth. According to 1 Corinthians 13:6, which says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." 1 Corinthians 13:6. Repeat with me. I am love. I do not rejoice in iniquity, but I do rejoice in the truth. According to 1 Corinthians 13:6, which says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." 1 Corinthians 13:6. I am love. I do not rejoice in iniquity, but I do rejoice in the truth. According to 1 Corinthians 13:6, which says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." 1 Corinthians 13:6. I am love. I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, which says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Repeat with me. I am love. I bear all things. I believe all things. Hope all things. and endure all things, according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, which says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. I am love. I bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things, according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, which says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. I am love. I never fail, according to 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Repeat with me. I am love. I never fail. According to 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. 1 Corinthians 13:8. I am love. I never fail. According to 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. 1 Corinthians 13:8. I am love. I cover a multitude of sins, according to 1 Peter 4:8, which says, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Repeat with me. I am love. I cover a multitude of sins, according to 1 Peter 4:8, which says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. I am love. I cover a multitude of sins, according to 1 Peter 4:8, which says, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. I am established in faith. I have received Jesus Christ. I walk in Him, and I am rooted and built up in Him, according to Colossians 2:6-7, which says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6-7. Repeat with me. I am established in faith. I have received Jesus Christ. I walk in Him, and I am rooted and built up in Him. According to Colossians 2:6-7, which says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6-7. I am established in faith. I have received Jesus Christ. I walk in Him, and I am rooted and built up in Him, according to Colossians 2:6-7, which says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6-7. I am chosen by God to be holy and without blame in love. Ephesians 1:4, which says, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Ephesians 1:4. Repeat with me. I am chosen by God to be holy and without blame in love. Ephesians 1:4, which says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. I am chosen by God to be holy and without blame in love. Ephesians 1:4, which says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. I am called of God, according to Ephesians 4:1, which says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 4:1. Repeat with me, I am called of God, according to Ephesians 4:1, which says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 4:1. I am called of God, according to Ephesians 4:1, which says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 4:1. I am thankful because I am chosen for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, and I am called to obtain the glory of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14, which says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. I am thankful because I am chosen for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, and I am called to obtain the glory of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14, which says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. I am a son of man. God visits me. He has made me a little lower than the angel. He has crowned me with glory and honor. He has made me to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under my feet, according to Psalms 8:4-6, which says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Psalms 8:4-6. Repeat with me, I am a son of man. God visits me. He has made me a little lower than the angels. He has crowned me with glory and honor. He has made me to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under my feet, according to Psalms 8:4-6, which says, what is man that you are mindful of, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Psalms 8:4-6. I am a son of man. God visits me. He has made me a little lower than the angels. He has crowned me with glory and honor. He has made me to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under my feet, according to Psalms 8:4-6, which says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." Psalm 8:4-6. I am being transformed into the image of Christ, according to Romans 8:29, which says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Romans 8:29. Repeat with me. I am being transformed into the image of Christ, according to Romans 8:29, which says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Romans 8:29. I am being transformed into the image of Christ, according to Romans 8:29, which says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Romans 8:29. I am chosen by God and precious, according to 1 Peter 2:4, which says, "Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." 1 Peter 2:4. Repeat with me. I am chosen by God and precious, according to 1 Peter 2:4, which says, "Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." 1 Peter 2:4. I am chosen by God and precious, according to 1 Peter 2:4, which says, "Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." 1 Peter 2:4. I am called with a holy calling, according to 2 Timothy 1:9, which says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." 2 Timothy 1:9. Repeat with me. I am called with a holy calling, according to 2 Timothy 1:9, which says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." 2 Timothy 1:9. I am called with a holy calling, according to 2 Timothy 1:9, which says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." 2 Timothy 1:9. I am blessed, and I have received every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians 1:3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Ephesians 1:3. Repeat with me. I am blessed. I have received every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians 1:3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ." Ephesians 1:3. I am blessed. I have received every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians 1:3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Ephesians 1:3.